Mr. Levy dialed the second number that she gave him. A woman who sounded slightly intoxicated answered and told him that Mr. Riley wouldn't be home until late in the afternoon. Then she started crying, and Mr. Levy got depressed and thanked her and hung up.
"Well, he's not at home,"
Mr. Levy told the audience in the office.
"Mr. Riley always seemed to have the best interests of Levy Pants at heart," the office manager said sadly. "Why he started that riot, I'll never know."
"For one thing, because he had a police record."
"When he came to apply, I certainly didn't think he was a police character."
The office manager shook his head.
"He seemed so refined."
Mr. Gonzalez watched Mr. Zalatimo probing his long index finger high into one of his nostrils. What would this one do? His feet tingled with fear. The factory door banged open, and one of the workers screamed,
"Hey, Mr. Gonzalez! Mr. Palermo just burned his hand on one of them furnace dough!"
There were sounds of disorder in the factory. A man was cursing.
"Oh, my goodness!" Mr. Gonzalez cried. "Quiet the workers! I'll be there in a minute."
"Come on," Mr. Levy said to his wife. "Let's get out of here. I'm getting heartburn."
"Just a moment."
Mrs. Levy gestured to Mr. Gonzalez.
"About Miss Trixie, I want you to give her a welcome every morning. Give her meaningful work to do. In the past, her insecurity probably made her afraid of taking any responsible work. I think she's over that now. Basically, she has a deep-seated hatred of Levy Pants that I've analyzed as being rooted in fear. The insecurity and fear have led to hatred."
"Of course,"
the office manager said, half listening. The factory sounded bad.
"Go see about the factory, Gonzalez," Mr. Levy said. "I'll get in touch with Riley."
"Yes, sir."
Mr. Gonzalez made a deep bow to them and dashed out of the office.
"Okay."
Mr. Levy was holding the door open.
"Just come near, Levy Pants, and you were subjected to all sorts of annoyances and depressing influences. You couldn't leave the place alone for a minute. Anyone who wanted to take it easy and not be bothered had better not have a company like Levy Pants." Gonzalez didn't even know what kind of mail was going out of the office.
"Come on, Dr. Freud, let's go."
"Look how calm you are. It doesn't matter to you that Abelman is about to sue our lives away if he can."
The aquamarine lids trembled.
"Aren't you going to get the idealist?"
"Some other time. I've had enough for one day."
"Meanwhile, Abelman has Scotland Yard at our throats."
"He's not even home."
Mr. Levy didn't feel like speaking with the crying woman again.
"I'll call him tonight from the coast. There's nothing to worry about. They can't sue me for a $500,000 for a letter I didn't write."
"Oh, no. I'm sure somebody like Abelman could. I can just see that lawyer he's got. Crippled from chasing ambulances. Mutilated from being caught in fires he started for insurance money.